Page 172. The Green New Deal.
Let's hear more about one thing Kelsey mentioned there. We heard a lot on the program yesterday about Congressional Democrats' new plan to address climate change, the Green New Deal, as it's being called, would also transform the U.S. economy. This plan is getting a lot of attention, even though it's unlikely to pass both houses of Congress. NPR's Jeff Brady has more.
The Green New Deal aims to eliminate the U.S. carbon footprint by 2030.
Our energy future will not be found in the dark of a mine, but in the light of the sun.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey announced the resolution on Capitol Hill with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
All great American programs, everything from the Great Society to the New Deal, started with a vision for our future.
The vision in the Green New Deal is more framework than a specific plan. It doesn't even mention some of the usual ideas for addressing climate change, such as carbon taxes or cap and trade programs. It does call for more renewable energy, public transportation, and lots of spending to make that happen. Environmental groups generally support the resolution, but a few, like Nicole Geo with Friends of the Earth, wanted a specific call to end fossil fuels.
We have 12 years, according to science, if we're going to meet the challenge of the climate crisis. And to do that, we have to tackle fossil fuels head on. And the resolution just doesn't quite get us there.
The oil industry says it's already reducing greenhouse gas emissions in the electricity sector as coal plants switch to natural gas. These days, transportation accounts for the largest share of greenhouse gas emissions. Green New Deal backers say they want more high-speed trains to make air travel less necessary, and more electric cars and charging stations. Backers say they also want to eventually phase out nuclear energy. That industry argues its electricity is carbon-free and should be a part of any program addressing climate change. And the proposal takes aim at methane from cows. Methane is an especially potent greenhouse gas, and cows produce a lot of it. So far, the plan's biggest success may be energizing thousands of young activists.
Welcome to the launch of the 2019 Green New Deal campaign.
A group called the Sunrise Movement held a web meeting with supporters around the country. Organizers planned 3 weeks of activism, including visits to pressure members of Congress to sign on to the Green New Deal.
Copyright NPR.